So my interest is when I go to meet you, I want to ask your impressions in London at that time, 1964, 1965. You came from America.
Well, I mean, to me, it was England was very London, and England was very different from America. I mean, I liked the difference. I don't know how to summarize it. I mean, I think that in some ways, culturally, the English Revolution, if you want to call it that, cultural changes, were more revolutionary, more profound, more exciting than in America. But politically, it was not as serious as America. There was no real, I mean, there was a political agenda, but it was quite small and local.
Here.
Yeah, here. Whereas in America, I mean, if when I went back and forth from England to America, I mean, you would be dealing here with some local issues of housing in Notting Hill Gate or racial prejudice and legalizing marijuana and breaking down censorship by the Lord Chamberlain's office. But in America, and political leaders are being assassinated. America's in war in Vietnam. There's huge protests. There are people getting killed in Mississippi, registering voters. You know, it was pretty intense, serious political conflict in America. And Britain was quite tame in a way compared to America. I mean, the Rolling Stones song, Street Fighting Man, you know, in sleepy London town, there ain't no room for a street fighting man. So that's one difference.
Oh, it means problem, but some community level like that. But American is more big issue.
Yeah, big issues and violent issues. I mean, there's a very nice, very, well, not nice, a very interesting moment in the. There's a film of the Rolling Stones' free concert in Hyde Park, Stones in the Park. And this was June or July of 1969. So it was maybe 5 or 6 weeks before Woodstock. Rolling Stones, free concert. No fences, you know. Everybody just comes in and sits down. And there were maybe, I don't know, 6,000, 7,000 people, 8,000 people, which was seemed like a lot of people. But 1 month later, in Woodstock, you had 500,000 people. And the Rolling Stones gave the contract for security, the guarding, to the Hells Angels, English Hells Angels, which was a motorcycle club. And but they were imitating the American Hells Angels. But the English Hells Angels were quite nice. They were okay. They just liked to look tough and have a leather jacket and ride a motorcycle. So when the Stones decided to do the same thing in America, they hired the Hells Angels in America. And that free concert was Altamont, where the Hells Angels killed somebody. And that's again, that's like the difference. England, it's a very nice afternoon in Hyde Park, everything very peaceful, very nice. America, they try to do the same thing, and somebody gets murdered. And so that's, for me, one of the big differences between America and England was it's just like a different stakes, you know, like the what you are, what is the central issue is, But another difference in between which I noticed when I came here in 1964, I went to see different bands play. And I was around Soho and I met musicians. And for me in America in those years, and still later on, I mean, it changed a little bit in the later 60s, but the kids who were registering voters in Mississippi, who were going to folk festivals, who represented the counterculture, they wore blue jeans. They wore normal shirts. Maybe their hair was a little bit long. In England, people dressed up like peacocks. You know, they wore incredible clothes.
Peacocks.
Yeah, you know, they were... And I thought, you know, I saw some singers, you know, with long hair and fancy clothes. I thought, he must be homosexual. And then you see all the girls going away with him in his car with three girls, you know, and no, he's not homosexual. He just likes to dress in colorful clothes. And the English have always, I think, expressed cultural revolution with fashion.
Oh.
But for America, everybody wears blue jeans. You know, late 60s, some people started wearing oriental clothes and beads and in America, but never as much as England. And in a way, it was more influenced by the English pop stars who came and were so flamboyant, and the Beatles wearing Indian clothing and meditating and things like that. So in a way, America would probably have stayed in blue jeans forever, but the English kind of pulled them out of that a little bit. In fact, I went around the country everywhere. People were dressing crazy and taking a lot of LSD. And, you know, there were little pockets in Edinburgh, Glasgow, Liverpool, out in the country, living in caravans, living on farms, hippies, leading quite radical lifestyles all over Britain. So it was small, but it wasn't just London.
You said that the American movement is more strong and more simply too enthusiastic too about politics, but UK, you say this
more about fashion. Yeah,
as a fashion a trend and these difference from what they came.
Well, I mean, as I said, one difference is that the issues were more were bigger in America. The racial conflict was much bigger. Many more black people in America than in England. A history of slavery in America, not in England. America fighting a war. Draft, you know, the draft. People were being called into the army to go to Vietnam. It's a very different context from the English context. You know, it was like the big question in England was, you know, if you are going to how long you're going to wear your hair, or how crazy the colors are going to be on your shirt. In America, are you going to go dye in Southeast Asia? Are you going to dye protesting in Mississippi? You know, these are very different levels of importance. So I think, you know, you have to look at the English. And it doesn't mean that in some ways the English Cultural Revolution was almost as important as the American, because of the it influenced America a lot.
Yeah.
And influenced the whole world. Mm. And but if you ask me what did I think when I came here in 1964, 65, 66, I thought it was great, it was very exciting, but culturally, politically, not. And one of the reasons is Harold Wilson, the Prime Minister, because he, unlike Tony Blair, refused to join the American war in Vietnam. There was a lot of pressure from the Americans for Britain to send troops to Vietnam. And Wilson said no. And so there was like a... Britain was like a peaceful oasis when the rest of the... You know, there were French soldiers there, there were Australian soldiers in Vietnam, but no British soldiers.